Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There are reports from over the weekend from Nigeria that more than 60 women and girls and 30 schoolboys were abducted by the members of Boko Haram, the extremist group. That attack comes a couple of months after more than 270 girls were kidnapped in the town of Chibok. Those girls, of course, are still missing. Robin Renee Sanders is former ambassador to Nigeria and CEO of the FEEDS Advocacy Initiative and joins me now. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, the abduction of 270 girls that the world has heard about, they've yet to rescue any of those girls. So this is just adding on to the crisis.
Yes, I think that reality has to really set in here. I have said, for the last couple of weeks that I don't believe that most of the girls abducted in April are still in Nigeria, or if they are in Nigeria, they're certainly probably in smaller groups. Even though we're reporting on the abduction a day ago and there was a bombing in Kano, the third largest city of Nigeria, about 3 days ago. Small abductions have been going on ever since the 247 girls were abducted. So Boko Haram is proving a point that they are pretty much ignoring the interests of the international community. They want to show they still have reach, capability, and that they're flying in the face of any challenge to them in the region. The fact that they attacked a polytechnic school in Kano shows that they are going unabated, and they are showing that they still have reach, capability, prowess, and that they intend to carry out their mission.
So it's really a test of wills at this point, with Boko Haram really advertising itself by undertaking these actions.
Well, I would say it's more than a test of wills. I think that Boko Haram is actually gaining, or has gained ground. I think they are ahead. They still have the government and the military on defense. I testified before Congress about 2 weeks ago, and I said that the Nigerian government needs to really get on an aggressive offense. Right now, they still remain on defense, and Boko Haram is still very aggressive on its offense, and it's carrying out not only these almost daily abductions, we don't always hear about them in the West, but this has been going on for more than a year.
Well, with these abductions ongoing, of course, the abduction of the 240 girls that you mentioned has really fallen from the headlines in the last few weeks, and it was at the top of the headlines then. What prevents sort of a sense of futility here among observers, among governments, and us in the West after such a large abduction, now smaller ones than 60 women, all the smaller ones that you're talking about? A real sense of futility could set in here.
Well, I think that that's unfortunately what appears to have happened. And I think that those of us who are activists, we all need to make sure that this stays as much in the news as possible. But in the practical reality, we need to work with the Nigerian government, the Nigerian military, so that they can be on an aggressive offense, so that these things can stop happening. I mean, the bottom line is that this dynamic has to change, and something has to happen dramatically to show Boko Haram that they're up against a formidable foe, and that they will be met match for match for the aggression that they're doing and the human rights violations that they are applying across pretty much the entire eastern end of the Northeast. You have complete villages that have been dissipated, burned, and we have other human rights issues that I think are around the corner. As commercial activity dries up and planting stops and all of that, we could also have, on top of all of this, a human food security crisis as food and hunger sets in, because food is not available as people, disappear from their villages.
There are reports of more than 60 women and girls and 30 schoolboys, possibly more, abducted in new attacks by the Nigerian group Boko Haram. Robin Renee Sanders is former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria and CEO of the FEEDS Advocacy Initiative. Ambassador, thank you so much.
Thank you.